share that I'd like to give Bez Hashem this morning relates to this coming parasha, Parashas Mishpatim. And it's a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, which at first glance you would think has nothing to do with contemporary life today. It seems to be something, well, not necessarily, but not as often as you would think. The applicabilities are not as often as you would think, and in the course of this year, we'll see how applicable it really is. The pasuk says, "Ki seise eish, umatza kotzim nechal gadish o hakama o asodeh, shalem yishalem hamavir es habeira." Person lit a fire, and the fire goes and spreads to different areas, and it consumes the wheat, the field. So obviously the person who lit the fire is responsible for payment of the damages. And this is a regular halacha in Hilchas Nezikin. Now there is a very famous Gemara in Maseches Bava Kamma, on page 2. Famous machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And the machlokes is regarding, as the pasuk tells us, regarding an individual who lights a fire. And now there are different ways of lighting a fire. One would take a blowtorch and he would go ahead and put the blowtorch on the desk and consume the desk, so everyone would agree that that's clearly the action of the person who lit the fire, because he did it in such a direct way. The question at hand is, when an individual lights a fire, and then there's an external force, namely the wind or something else, there's an external force that continues the motion of the fire and moves the fire over to some other place, and there it does damage. So it's not quite the case of the individual with the blowtorch who takes the blowtorch directly on the item and consumes it, but what to use the phrase that the Gemara uses, take a look for a second. So you'll see the official phrase that the Gemara uses on page 5. Take a look on the official phrase that the Gemara uses on page 5. Take a look where I put the arrow, go a little further down. The last word on the line is dekoach. Dekoach on page 5. Dekoach. So it says, dekoach acher mu'urav bahen. That's the official phrase, meaning that it wasn't all your doing, so to speak. There was some koach acher. There was some other force, namely in the scenario we're giving, it's the wind. That was the other force that finished off your action. You started it, and then the other force, the wind, came ahead and blew the fire. So that's called Eish. And the Gemara here on page 5, which is Gimel of the Beis in Bava Kamma, says it doesn't have to be a fire. It can have, the first word, last word in the line is Avno. Avno sakino umasa'o shehinicha barosh gago. In other words, it doesn't only have to be a fire. If you put it in your knapsack on top of the roof, and then the wind goes ahead and blows it off and does damage, so that also is this discussion of Eish. So that's Koach Achem Meruah. So what's the machlokas about this? So look back on page 2. The machlokas is the following. We know if an individual would throw an arrow at somebody or something, or throw a baseball at the window, and the baseball that would shatter the window. So obviously that's my action, right? If somebody shoots a bullet, somebody takes an arrow or throws the arrow, so it's not exactly the same as going ahead and strangling an individual, because you're not doing it b'yadayim mamish, but it's your koach, and your koach is considered your maisa. So the question at hand that the Gemara has over here is, when an individual lights a fire, and then there's the koach acher mu'urav bo, and then the wind comes and blows the fire and subsequent damages is made. So the question is, do we view that as your action, like you threw the arrow? Or do we say, no, this is no different than your animal going ahead and doing damage? How do we view it? Again, the question is, when you light the fire, if you light the, take a fire and you blow, take a blowtorch right on that object, then everyone agrees, there's no machlokas, then everyone agrees that that's your action. But the question is, when there's a external force, it's not only your fire, it's the external force that took the fire and blew it to another location, and there the damage was done. So the question is, how do you view that? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Isho Misham Chitzov. Rabbi Yochanan says it's your action. It's like throwing an arrow. Chitzov. Like your chetz. Like your arrow. It's all considered your action. And therefore, what's the ramifications? If God forbid somebody gets killed, you're a rotzeach. Right? Because it's considered all your action. Reish Lakish says no. Isho Misham Mamono. It's not considered your action. It's no different. Your fire is like your ox. So if your ox gores, you're not chayiv misa. The ox might be chayiv misa, but you're not chayiv misa, right? It's your mamono shehizik, right? So the question is, how do you view the fire scenario? Do we view the fire as chitzav, as your action, or do we view it as mamono? And this is the discussion in the Gemara. And of course, as I said, the simple pshat is that if it's your action, then if God forbid someone gets killed, then what? Then you're chayiv misa. For example, the Gemara says that beferish on page 3, on Chav Beis Amid Beis. Tashma, Hamadlik is Hagodish. We know there's a halacha of Kimle Bidarabi Mine. That if somebody is Chayiv Misa, and at the same time he incurs a monetary obligation, so we say he doesn't have to pay the monetary obligation because he's Chayiv Misa, which is the Mochomer of the two. So, Hamadlik is Hagodish, he lit the barn, the Hayagidi Kofuslo, and there was an animal that was tied to the barn, the Eved Somuchlo, Vinisraf Imo, so everyone got burnt. The Gedi got burnt, the Eved got burnt. So you have to pay for the Godish, because you're not considered a Rotzeach, because the Eved could have ran away. But Eved Kofuslo, but what if the human being was tied up, so he couldn't run away? And then you lit the fire, and the wind came and caused the Eved to die. And then it caused the Gedi and the barn. Finisraf Imo Potter. So you're Potter. Because of Kimle Bidramimle. So this is the opinion of Isha Mishum Chitzov, and that's the opinion we're gonna focus on, because that's how we really paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's considered your action. And now, so this has major ramifications. That means that for something to be somebody's action, he doesn't have to do the whole thing. As long as he starts the process off, and then, as we saw the phrase, the koch acher mu'uravo comes in, it's considered, the whole thing is considered your action, and we'll see. This Gemara says ad kidei kach that you're even chayiv misa. Therefore, if you kill somebody, you'll be chayiv misa on the human being, and you won't have to pay for the godish because of kim lebedramim le. There's only one issue that in the end of the sugya on page 4 on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, when the sugya ends, so the Gemara says, "My binayu, what's the difference if you hold Yishum Yishum Chitzov or Yishum Yishum Mamono?" So if I was writing the Gemara, I would have said that I would have given the most extreme, you know, example to run home the case and to say whether if somebody gets killed, are you a Rotzeach or not? That would have been the most blatant thing. So the Gemara is very conservative here. The Gemara says, "My beinayu ike beinayu l'chayvo be'arbo advorim." We know that the halacha is that if somebody gets damaged, not killed, damaged. So if he's damaged by another human being, so that human being has to pay his doctor bills, you know, dalet varm. He has to pay his nezek and his rikoy and jiboshes, all the different payments, his embarrassment and his doctor bills. But if my shore damages another individual, then he doesn't have to pay all the dalet varm. He doesn't have to pay the doctor bills and the boshes. He just has to pay for the damage, not all the dalet varm. So if you hold Yishum Yishum Chitzov and somebody gets damaged, so then what? You have to pay. If you hold Yishum Yishum Chitzov, so then you have to pay the dalet varm. If you hold Yishum Yishum Amono, then you don't have to pay the dalet varm. So the question is, but what about the more major thing? Dalet varm is very nice, but let's talk nefashos. He could have given a much greater nafkamina. So there's some rishonim that want to say, and the Ran, this is known for the Chidush Ran, and those that were talmidim of the late Rav David Lifshitz Atal, he was very fond of this. Chidush Haran, and the Chidush Haran on page 9 wants to say that perhaps at this point the Gemara made an about face, that even Yishum Yishum Chitzov you wouldn't be Chayiv Nisa. In other words, even if you want to say chitzav, it's only legabe nezikin, that you consider odom hamazik and not behema hamazik. But legabe chiyiv misa, according to neither opinion, would you be chayiv misa. And that's what the Ran says is the pashut pshat in the Gemara, because that's why the Gemara at the end only says dalet varim and doesn't say misa. So that's on page 9 on the bottom, second column. The inyan isho nami, avogad the mishum chitzav hu, ke dekai melar hochi, techayiv barba dvarim, yikom mokom lo mechayiv misa, elam kei nofo latocha or, vikiv shosham, o dochfo la or. In other words, he's saying that even if you want to say that isho mishum chitzav, that's only legabe the dalat varim, and it's not considered, your maisa mamish, and it would only be limited to the Dalet Varim. However, that's the opinion of the Ran, but many other Rishonim disagree and say no. That even though in the end the Gemara gives the Nafkamin of Dalet Varim, doesn't mean that the Gemara rejected, because we saw the Gemara before definitely held that you're even considered a Rotzeach because of Yishum Yishum Chitzov, and that's why the Gemara says if the Eved is Kofus, the Eved's tied up and you light the fire and he gets killed and then the barn gets burned down, then there will be a chiyuv misa, and therefore there'll be a kimlei b'derav aminei. Tosis in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, clearly disagrees with the Ran and says that the issue of Yishum Chitzov is considered your action. It's considered your action not only legabe dalet dvarim, but other areas as well. Look in the Tosis on page 8. Tadis Nan Perek Beis Dechulin. Nofla sakin biyodo v'shochat shkitosu psula v'dayik time b'de nofla ha'ipila hu k'shera k'man k'rav nosin g'lubay k'avon kosha nafla nami v'heve ki'ipila l'mad omi isho m'shub chitzav. In other words, if you have a knife on your lap and you take it with your hand and you did something with your hand to cause shchita happening, so it's a good shchita. But what if the knife was on your lap and you got up and it just fell off your lap and somehow it did a maisa shchita? So the Gemara says that it's no good, because it's not considered your action. So the Gemara says, so Tosis asks the question, but why not? You put it on your lap And then it moved through the force of gravity, it moved down, etc. So why isn't, if you hold Isha Mishum Chitzav, it should be a good Shechita? Because, again, you did part of the action, you put it there, it's like putting the knapsack on the roof, and then the wind comes. So here, it wasn't the wind, it was you getting up, and the force of gravity caused it to move. So how come, if you hold, it's not good, this case where it falls off your lap. So the Gemara says, you're right. That Gemara that says that it's not a good shechita holds Yishu Mishum Amono. But in Achanami, the Manda Omer Yishu Mishum Chitzav, it would be a good shechita. So you see that Tosis, it's pointed out, that Tosis clearly doesn't hold like the Ran, that it's limited to the, it's a din, pure din in Ezekiel, but it's a din b'kol Torah Kula, that it's considered your action. And once it's considered your action, so therefore it's considered your action in all areas. And that's the klal, that the klal of Isha, in other words, the chiddush haposuk of Isha Mishum Chitzov is that you started an action and then the koach acher mu'urabo continued it. So the whole thing is considered your action. And what's Rabbi Yochanan's source? So the Gemara says he learns it out from that posuk. Because take a look at the Gemara, it's going to tell us this on the Gemara tells us that the Pasuk says that Kitzeitze Eish, so Kitzeitze Eish is mashma that happened by itself. Here, take a look on page 3 on the bottom, the last 3 lines. Ki seitze eish, teitze me'atzma. So what's teitze is mashma that it's happening by itself. So why am I called maveris habeira? Which one is it? Is it my action or not? In other words, I lit it, but then by atzma, by the wind, and it still says maveris habeira. Shma mina isha mishum chitzav. So it's by the fact that the Torah says that you lit the fire and then the wind came and blew it, you're considered Maviras Habeira, it calls you the burner. You are the Baal Hamaisa. So you see that that's Rabbi Yochanan's source for this din. And again, Chidush Aran would say it's a limited halacha, only Lagabe Nezikin. And it's not B'chol HaTorah Kula, but others, as Tosas says, applies it to Shechita, and others as well do that as well. Now, the question is, so what's the boundaries? What are the, in other words, say I do something and then an hour later, in other words, I put the knapsack on the roof, and an hour later the wind comes. Do you also say that someone gets killed? Do you also say Isha Mishum Chitzov? So Rav Schechter, many years ago on page 6, in the late Gurs Kol Elyon, in their Torah journal, in Kovetz Beis Yosef Shaul, quotes from Rav Salveitchik at the bottom of page 6, Vagdoris Inyan Zeh Shemati Mifod Mori Gura Mihagonan Al. In other words, the koch achem urabo, in order for the whole thing to be considered your action, the koch achem urabo has to continue your action right away. In other words, the wind is there already when I'm putting the fire out, or when I'm putting the knapsack on the roof. The wind is there. And right away, as soon as I finish it, it's gonna come. But if the wind is not there, it's a sunny day, and then 3 hours later it starts getting windy, that's not considered Isha Mishum Chitzav. That's not Koch Achem Urabo. That's called Grama. Because it's not there, take it from a yad. So that is an important definition. That you only say this klal, of Isha Mishum Chitzov only when the Koach Achem Urabo is there right away. And then he continues on page 7, V'mehaitayma hayacholok rabbeinu al-kama me'akulos shemtziu achadim mirabonei zmanenu sheyichyu binyonek rambo v'lech ha-Shabbos. Tong sheyeh shon Shabbos hamchubim v'od yom. If you have a Shabbos clock that's and now you want to change the Shabbos clock in the middle of Shabbos, So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that would be usher, because either way, forward, backward, because the electricity is the koach hacher murbo. You did the mice, you set it up, and now the electricity is the koach hacher murbo, and that was there b'shas mice when you're doing it. So therefore, he thought that maybe you could still argue and say, even though it was there, but it's latent, it's not ready to kick it off yet, like the wind case, it's ready to push off the knapsack as soon as it's there. So even if you hold the svar, maybe you could be mechagel. We'll talk more in a second.
Maybe mechagel goes to Tosfos too, that there's a difference between isha mishum and pizza, if it's right away, or with h, which is by Ross, maybe by shpita, he applies it, but maybe by gadish, and then a person gets killed, maybe Tosfos wouldn't hold it.
In other words, Tosfos,
why you say that according to Tosfos there's an Indian of Misa by a person?
Right. According to Tosfos, right.
Because maybe it's less direct. It takes time to do it. It's where by Shkita it's right there.
Right, but the Misa case would be a scenario that it would be right then also.
Oh, okay.
Right, in other words, they're not going
to Yesh. What is it called by Yesh then? That's not necessarily Misa right away.
No, in other words, the case of the Misa would be that the fire's there, that the wind comes right away, and then the process is right away. Whether a person actually dies right away, but the process leading to the person's death is right away. Okay. Now, this is also very relevant in page 10. This is very relevant to the whole discussion of machine matzahs and machine tzitzis, all machine things. Because if you assume that all these things need to be made by man, and made l'shma, so if they have to be made l'shma, they have to be made l'shma by a human being. So the question is, so the whole discussion of machine matzahs and machine tzitzis and all these machine issues, it's all relevant to this discussion, because if you hold Isha Mishum Chitzov, then one could say that when one presses the button and he's Jewish and he puts the thing into motion, so that's called Hachem Urbo. That's the same process, and therefore the whole Maisa is considered a Maisa Adam, even though most of it was done by a machine, but the machine is like the wind. And if we said, we passed it like Rabbi Yochanan, that Isha Mishum Kitzav, that once you start the thing, then the whole thing continues, it's all considered your action. So so that's what the Kajer Glover, Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Lublin, after the Patira of Rav Meir Shapiro. And so he has a Tshuva Sefer, where he has a lot of interesting different shilas. So one of the shilas he discusses is the machine tzitzis and the machine matzis. So he writes, in Edasa Tosa Sanhedrin, Kimol Indian Zikadav no Sakhino Maso, Shinika Brosh Gagum and Offloidi Rukutsuya, Zikhai, the Hashavisham Shim Chitzov, Hachanam Linin Ritzichul in Shita. Right? Tosa Shita, not like the Ran, that it's right, but with Tosa we saw. If he's there, Kavachom, Lemidonidan, Mash. So the same thing by the machine thing, the whole thing is considered your action, and therefore and that's what he says. Take a look a couple lines down. Last word in the line is electrani, hachanami electrani logara mi ruach mitsuya. That the electrical thing is no different than the ruach mitsuya, so therefore it worked. But then he said, but v'das haran. So, in other words, according to the Ran, we won't be able to use this. In other words, if we've tried to find a heter for the machine matzahs and stuff like that, so if we hold like the Tosfos, it'll be good. If you hold like the Ran, it won't be good, because according to the Ran, it's a very limited halacha. It's only going to be legabe special chiddush legabe nezikin. The legabe nezikin, you consider the other mamazik, and you're not considered a Mamono Shahizik. Okay. There's a very famous kasha on page 11, the famous kasha of the Nimuke Yosef. And the Nimuke Yosef's kasha is the Kashalacha, you can't take the Sharinim Kashaycha, Lahadlika Saneros, but Lakasa Halachas Vinigmeris B'Shabbos. How are you allowed to light Shabbos candles? Right? If the Halacha is that Isha Mishum Chitzov, so it means I light something, and then here there's no wind, but it's still everything that's being consumed subsequent to your lighting is all, you put that into motion. So that means all the havara that's taking place subsequent to your action of striking the match and lighting the candle is all considered your action. So it's all considered your maisa. Just like we said, especially according to Shita Satosis, that it's considered a good shchita and it's considered a good it's considered ritzicha, etc. So it's considered your malacha. So, the famous Kasha in the Mukha Yosef, how are you allowed to light Shabbos candles? That's his Kasha. So we're not going to have time to read every single line, but we know we do light Shabbos candles. The mitzvah to light Shabbos candles. So he writes, Lo Kashalon, in the fourth wide line, Lo Kashalon, Shereichiyuva Mishum Chitzav, Kishazore Kachetz, Shabshosha Yotza Chetz Mitachas Yotza, but also Shor Nasa Hakol. So it's considered your action, but it's considered your action from when you did when you did your physical part. In other words, the whole thing is considered your action. It's like on Friday, you did everything. But it's not considered your action as it's happening. It's all considered your action. Sort of mafreya. It's all considered your action from 10 minutes before Shkia on Friday. So lochashin le ma'isa mikanul haba. It's not considered the ma'isa mikanul haba because while it's happening, it's already out of your hand. So you'd be an onus. So the whole thing your chayiv is for that action. So it's considered your action from. It's like everything was done from your perspective from the time you lived. So Maisa, even though it's still burning on Shabbos, but all that burning on Shabbos is considered that you did that action on Friday.
Otherwise you'd have to start any process. You'd have to stop any process that you started.
Right, or else you'd have to stop any process that you started.
You wouldn't even be able to keep things warm.
Right, anything. Anything. You put up a light, right? And
that would bother you if the person wasn't in the place where the arrow, when you shot the arrow, if the person was not in the line of fire, and then he moved in while the arrow was in the air, it would bother you.
Yes. Right, that's a good point. In other words, what if the person was not in the line of fire? So it wouldn't be right, it would be an honest, right. And then he says, it's nafkamina also for shibud nechassim. Say, for example, hachanabi ilu meis kodem shispik lahadlik hadrodish vada mishtala menizag mechayis nechassim. Right, in other words, the halach is, if somebody does damage, right, so there's a lien on his property to pay for that damage. But that's only if he's alive when he did the damage. What if a person, your ox ate something else after you passed away, so then there's no lien because the guy died. So what if somebody lit the fire and the wind came, but it took 20 minutes till the whole thing got burned. So, and then in those 20 minutes, minute 10, he passed away. So would there be a shibud on his nechassim? So the Mukhi Yosef says yes, because it's all from that. The whole mice is considered from the beginning. We're going to get to the Shabbos clock in a second. We're going to get to it momentarily.
Sometimes the chumrah, sometimes the kula. The Shabbos is the kula for
the
imam,
so
it's the
chumrah. For Shabbos, it's the kula. Right, because you're going to go home first, so we're going to permit you to do these things then. But for Shibud Chasim, it's going to be a chumrah. The Stipler points out that maybe you can give a different teretz to the Kashub Nimuke Yosef based on what the Chasim Sofer and the Beis Meir write on page 12 here. Where he writes, Hinei Agon, the Chuvus Pnei Yeshua Hikshel, Aman the Omar. The law bar chiyuv and mechayv sholchom sachdal yeshlichus v'nochri midrabbanon. There are opinions. You have to learn the Gemara in the fifth parak of Bava Metzia that there could be sometimes shlichas for an akum. When it's a chumra comes out of it, so sometimes we hold that yesh shlichas la'akum. So do you mean to tell me that if you hold yesh shlichas la'akum, so then if you tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, so normally we assume amira la'akum is only the rabban, and therefore we have so many coolers about amira la'akum is only the rabban. But do you mean to tell me that if you hold yesh shlichas la'akum chumra, that it would be a daraisa? So Chasam Sofer says it can't be, because he says. There is on Shabbos, it's a physical thing. There is, it's not shaykh, you're lying in bed with your hands folded, and a whole malach is being done because of something that you put into motion on Friday, that you're going to be chayef. Even without the Nimuk Yosef, even if you want to say Nimuk Yosef, not like the Nimuk Yosef, that we view it Mikano Mahab. But the Maisa, you have Shvisa Sagof, you're not doing anything. So on Shabbos, it's not totally, Inochanami, there's halachic Maisa going on. And therefore, you're Chayiv Mishum Ritzicha, you're Chayiv Mishum this, you're Chayiv Mishum that. But on Shabbos, he thinks it's a Dover Poshet, that it's all totally in the physical Manuchas Hagof. So therefore, the Nimuk Yosef, the Stipe says, even if you don't want to say like the name of Yosef, you could still answer the kasha could still be answered up.
That was not the relationship though with the Shabbos Club.
Oh, we're going to get to the Shabbos Club right now. So Ramosha thing with the Shabbos Club is that he thinks, first of all, that if he felt that if it would have been in the time of Chazal, that they would have asked the Shabbos Club. So therefore he thinks it really should be under the category of Amir Lanochri, even though the thing is didn't exist in the time of Chazal. But he thinks that if it would have existed, it would have been Asr, so therefore he's not happy with the whole thing. But light, Mehikitesi, you know, he's not gonna ask the light, so this. But I'm gonna show you something now, even more chomer.
But the question he was concerned with was, in other words, what is the strength of Amira? Because if you say Amira L'Nochri, Amira L'Akrum, by a Shabbos clock, the Melocha is taking place for you without the Dibur.
Yeah, so, right. Amira L'Nochri doesn't... Amira L'Nochri is... doesn't always have to apply Amira. Also, there are other Yisurim also. Okay, we'll give... just where our time is a little limited, so let me just show you one interesting thing. On page 13, the Mishnah says, "Beshami omi min shor diyom v'samani v'kashinim okdei sheyeshum v'odiyom v'esil matiri." Say you want to put dye, you want to put something material in dye, and to have that, so you put it into the pot. You put the wool in the pot on Friday, and on Shabbos the dye is going to seep into the material and it's going to color it. So Beishami says, "Ain't shorim diyo samanim kashinim sheshum godyam." You can't do it. The whole process had to take place on Friday, because Beishami sheik holds of shvisas kelim, right? That you can't have a malacha done by your kli, right? Your kli has not only you have to rest on Shabbos, but your car has to rest, so no one can be driving your car on Shabbos, even a guy, because Shvis is Kalim. It's not only a din in human beings, the Kalim have to be Shovis also. So we don't hold from that. We hold Shabbos only for people. Not for Kalim. So Beisil Matirin. And Beisil says, it's Mutter. So the Gemara says on page 14, Mantan Messinas Maimu Diozoris Friosun. Amar Rav Yosef Rebbe. In other words, there's a different opinion when you're Chayev Falosh, this, that. So the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, a certain malacha already started on Friday, and therefore it's mutter to have it continue on Shabbos. Oh, So let me tell you the point that's being made here. There is a sefer of Sofrim Usvarim written by Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin, of course, we know is a very popular writer. 20 years ago, his svarim were like the most famous svarim. And in the most recent years, people don't use it. They're still very good, even though they're not as popular as they used to be 25 years ago, but 30 years ago, but, you know, top-reach svarim. So he discusses various different svarim. He has a book about svarim, a sefer on about svarim. Sofrim Usvarim, about different authors and things. So he discovered, other people discovered, that there was a parish that the Rambam wrote on Masechah Shabbos, on the Gemara. And it's printed in a Torah journal, or in a journal called Sinai, on page 17. It was came out on Kislev Tovshin, a long time ago. So the point is here. Pasnisim b'shami omrim ein shorim diyo man tana sinas mayim dozer ushirasa peyash kem shirina beisilu kitiyu lishos diyo in chashecha yodu kina sinas mayim diyo zo ushirasa shemhachi kitiyu beisilu sh'omer kvar nases melocha kodem ha-shabbos aval iyu sober beisilu ki adayin lo nases ha-melocha lo hayu matir nasias melocha b'shabbos klal.
He says like this, that the whole idea that you're allowed to do a malacha on Erev Shabbos and continue it on Shabbos, again, we don't assume like this. What I'm going to tell you now, we don't really assume lahalacha, because we assume that you could put, you know, we matter Shabbos clocks to go on in the Shabbos afternoon and 4 in the afternoon to go on. But the Rambam says a chiddush, and the Rambam says that you could only according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says for sure not, because your kelim have to be shofers. Beis Hillel says no, your kelim don't have to be shofers as long as you started before. Yeah, as long as you started before, but the malacha has to have began from before also. So say you set a Shabbos clock on and it's going to go on in the middle of the day, so the malacha didn't start from before. The malacha is starting now. So Mamela, there wouldn't be a heter. And that's what Rav Zevin says. According to this discovery of the Rambam, that the only time that it's mutter to start a malach on Erev Shabbos, to continue on Shabbos, is that look on page 16, that mitzvah malacha began. Third line. Kol ma shi'tiru, beis hillel, lo yitiru, al v'ofen, she mitzvah malacha matchil le'asos be'erev Shabbos. And therefore he says, first word in line now, Nosnu Mechab Shnechach Meishleim, we'll see Pesach Frank, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalak, Rav Chalak's grandfather, and Rechul list, Hare Lefaneim Fuash Aramim Sober Kach, and Timuk Yesh Erech Masi Lodov, Nogim Mechabim, Hes Havar Sachashmo, Bekidur B'Shabbos, Lufi Shaon, Shemambidim Oso Me'erev Shabbos, Echad miso de heter mutu lasis malach be'ev Shabbos, shu nasis gam Shabbos. Mufi a Rambam, ha'iso razeh nofel. According to the Rambam, this new Rambam, it's not true. It's only something that you started the process already. Say you're doing lisha, so you're putting kemach into the water to make a clump on Friday to do it to Shabbos. So since some of it clumped together already on Friday, so even though the rest clumps on Shabbos, it's okay. But if nothing was done, you just put the system into motion on Friday, and the whole malach is done on Shabbos, so the Rambam says that it's not good. And there's a sefer, Machane Chaim, it's a Hungarian sefer. It's a very popular sefer in certain circles. In fact, in Hungarian circles, he's known as the Hungarian Reb Chaim Sofer, and he already said this on his own. Reb Zevin quotes it, and you'll look. You don't have time to read it together, but all the makoros are here. In the Sefer Machane Chaim, he discusses that based on the Nimuke Yosef, that if the whole idea of doing something is goes with Mafreya, so that's a discussion. Maybe you have to have a little bit of the malacha done already, or maybe you can argue no, that as long as you put it a little into motion, even though no malacha was done yet, that's how we normally assume. But this is an interesting discovery, and there's a support from the Yerushalmi here. You can take a look. It's all in the packet. So let's just briefly review what we discussed, because I don't want to go over it. We discussed the machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What's the story if somebody lights a fire and then there's a wind, there's a kohach and murubo, continues your action? Where is that considered, the whole thing considered your action? Or only is that considered like your animal did something? It's Isha b'chishum chitzav, Isha b'chishum mamono. And we said, everyone agrees, if you take the blowtorch and you put it on the thing and it consumes, that's of course your action. The question is, when there's a kolachach and the urubo, does that make it, it's still considered the entire thing your action or not? And that's the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says from the pasuk, because the pasuk calls you maveres habeira. The pasuk says, so therefore you're considered the person who does the action. And the Gemara at the beginning says that you chayiv even ritzicha if somebody gets killed. In the end, the Gemara only speaks about dal dvar. So I have a machlokas Rishonim between Ran and the Tosfos whether the Gemara was chozerbo or not. According to the Ran, the Gemara was chozerbo. At the end of the sugya, the Gemara says it's not considered, even according to the Shita Shas Chitzov, it's not considered your action. Only lagabe that you chayv the dalat varim when the zikin, but lagabe other areas of halacha, it's not considered your action. And Tosis applies it to other areas as well, to shechita, to ritzicha as well. Rav Shechta says from Rav Soloveitchik that in order to be kohachim urubo, the kohachim urubo has to take place as you're doing your action or right afterwards, then the external force takes it away. This was another shaila that they had once when there was a bris on Shabbos with Tzvi Pesach Frank as the shaila, and they dropped a knife outside of the shul, and there was no eruv. So the question is, were they able to get the knife in? So someone wanted to put a magnet in by the door of the shul to bring it. So then they discussed, but maybe that's not considered grumma, that's kohach and urubo, because you did the action, and then the external force here, the magnetic pull was what caused it to go in. We discussed the kasha of the, and then we discussed the kasha glovis tshuva, that this is relevant for machine matzahs, and that the electricity also is considered the kohach and urubo, so therefore that would be a cooler to use, machine matzahs and to use machine tzitzis and all this, because you did the action, and then the electric forces, the kohach murubo, continued your action. Then we discussed the Muki Yosef Kasha, how is it permissible to light Shabbos candles, because l'chora you did you're doing an action on Friday, but it's continuing on Shabbos, but if you call kohach murubo, it's all considered your action, so the whole thing is considered your action, so the Muki Yosef says, but it's all the mafreya from the beginning. The Stipler says on Chasim Sof, you don't even need to say that, because even it's considered your action as it's going along, but Lamaisa, you don't have your guf is shovis. And then we discussed the new founding of the parish of the Rambam on Masechah Shabbos, where he says that things that begin on Erev Shabbos, continue on Shabbos, only if the Malacha began on Shabbos. But if the Malacha didn't begin on Shabbos, like the Shabbos, Malacha didn't begin before Shabbos, the whole thing, the whole Malacha, the system was made on Erev Shabbos, but the whole Malacha was done on Shabbos, that would not be permitted. So, according to, as Rav Zeman points out, according to this Rambam, all the Shabbos clocks would not be permitted, but we don't assume like that, and the Machane Chaim wants to tie this discussion in with the Nimuke Yosef, and maybe if you hold the whole thing as Lamafreya from the time, but maybe it has to be Lamafreya from the Asiyas HaMalacha, and maybe therefore the Asiyas HaMalacha has to take place on Erev Shabbos. So, I'd just like to show you how this Pasuk in Chumash, which looks, you know, so irrelevant to our lives, and so this innocent pasuk, Yisei Seish, which you think is not so relevant, could be very relevant if we understand how the Gemara and Chazal and Rishonim understand this pasuk. Thank you.